we're not having a national dialogue. Well, I guess what I would say is we're not having the national dialogue we should have. I think we actually are having a national dialogue, but it's a veiled dialogue on infrastructure because essentially it's a dialogue about not investing in it, either because it's the deficit questions, because of the questions about what should be privatized and what should be in the realm of private sector. And so the truth is our conversations all touch on infrastructure all the time, but we're not consciously thinking about it in that way. And, you know, infrastructure is tough because people are much more likely to respond to things that are emotional issues for them. And infrastructure is hard to be very emotional about. So, for instance, it's easier to talk about healthcare reform because you can talk about whether people are able to see their doctor or not. And even though healthcare includes infrastructure issues, we're not really talking about it as infrastructure. We're talking about it as, you know, the emotional piece of what people get from it. And I think when we think and talk about transportation or broadband or, you know, other forms of infrastructure, we're talking about it in a way that doesn't talk about it connected to people's lives, and also, you know, in a context in which it's charged in this debate about the role of government and the importance of the deficit. So I actually think we're talking about it quite a lot and don't realize we're talking about it quite often in the public discourse. And so we have a bad conversation about it. And I also think those of us who want to talk about it probably really need to deeply rethink how we talk about it.